I am. For real. No one's more psycho than me. But I'm...
Challenge accepted.
Welcome back to another episode of Girls Gotta Eat Podcast.
Good morning.
Oh my God, it's so early. It's, oh my God, I haven't been up this early since I had a job.
We are coming to you. First off, we're coming to you from Mouth Media, powered by Sennheiser. 10 in the fucking morning.
Oh God, I got like chills through my body. Okay, listen.
Okay, people are listening to this way earlier than 10 a.m.
That's their problem. That's okay, I haven't had a job in 2 years.
But so. I met friends before this. I've been up since 7:30. Can you believe it?
You? No. I just assume that, like, when I don't hear back from Ashley until 11:30, it's not like, you know, you're usually worried about your friends. But in Ashley's case, she's asleep. I'll hear from her.
Always sleeping.
Well, you don't have a job either. Live your best life. But I'm never on the subway at this hour. And I have to tell you, I was looking around. I might get up in the morning now just to meet guys on the subway.
There's one reason to get up.
There's so much AM talent on the subway.
Talent. Who are, you're like a fucking frat guy. There's so much talent on the subway. Who are you?
There are so many like young business professionals on their way to work.
I've never heard a girl refer to hot guys as talent. That's like the douchiest phrase.
Talent to my left, talent to my right. It was everywhere.
Who are you right now? She's wearing a fucking Sigma Nu backwards baseball hat. Like, what are you?
Just slaying, dude.
So much talent on the subway this morning, dude. So much talent, bro. Want to hit all that talent.
You know, you keep talking shit, but when I wake up every morning for the next week and meet dudes and I have dates lined up for the whole month, you're going to be jealous. Sleep until noon over there. All the dudes you meet is your dog.
I'm missing out on all the morning talent.
Bitch. Anyways, we were out kind of late last night. You did something that I thought was so amazing.
Very impressive. No. Okay. So we talked about this last week with the guy I went out with, and I thought that he would be a good match for my friend Meryl. And I told you guys, some of you guys sent great suggestions and advice for how to do the handoff or whatever you want to call it. I want to come up with like a funny name for how you just like pass off someone to somebody else.
The date alley-oop.
When you like a sports reference, whatever. So
interception?
No, it's like you're like kind of like passing it, like you're passing somebody
through
off.
Through a pick.
What are you
doing? And Meryl's going to intercept it. I don't fucking know.
Raina, okay, who are you this morning? Talking about talent on the subway, now you're talking about sports. Okay, so I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it happen. And also, I just want to be clear. I went out with this guy on a Wednesday, and he texted me after the date, but he also didn't text me for like a week. I was like, he's not in love with, this guy's not like super into me. I mean, I think he liked me. I think he would go out with me again, but he wasn't like hounding me to go out with him again. So I didn't feel like it was going to be like a super rejection.
Also, no like kissing, you weren't holding hands.
Exactly.
It wasn't like nothing happened between you guys.
Right, exactly. I would feel like nothing physical happened. So last night, I texted him, Rain and I were out, and I texted him, hey, I had a great time last week. I hope this isn't too awkward, but I can't help but think that you might like a friend of mine. And then, like, an emoji, like, the grit teeth. Like, ooh, this isn't awkward. And then, I don't know what I'm like, 12 years old. I was like, she's very pretty and speaks Spanish. Like, I'm just, like, rattling off her resume. She's very pretty. And he wrote...
I was so nervous.
I know. I was so nervous for him to respond. When he responded, I had to have Raina read it. Like, you know, sometimes can't see it. You have to have someone, like, you care about tell you the news.
I was scared.
Yeah. And so he wrote back, ha, ha, ha. I mean, you went on a date with me, so I think you could be a good judge of being a good fit for your friend. And I was like, oh, he's into it, right? Mm-hmm. And I wrote, haha, I mean, I think you're awesome. I just don't feel like I'm really that dateable right now. And my friend Meryl is kind of the best, but totally cool if you're not interested or if this is too awkward. And he was like, this is an awesome conversation. And then he writes, like, as long as it's not awkward for you, because I'd still like us to be friends. I think you're super cool. We had a great conversation. I'm like, what an angel.
This whole thing is like exactly how you want it to play out. And I think like he took a few minutes to respond. And I thought about it internally, like if somebody had said this to me. And initially you're like insulted. You're like, this person's passing me off. But then you think about like who they're passing you off to. And like if somebody wants to recommend you to somebody that they love, like how flattering is that?
Right. And I'm not going to read you guys the whole entire text thread. It was really great. I sent a photo of her, one that I took of her.
You got to send a photo.
She looks gorgeous. Yeah. of course, you want
people
want
to know.
Exactly. And sent the photo and he wrote back the emoji with the heart eyes. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going great. So I sent her phone number and he texted her last night.
I love it.
But I feel like I have some advice for anybody who wants to try to do this. And this, I talked to a good guy friend of mine, my best guy friend, Rob. He has done this before and he's also had it done to him. And the move is that you just don't want to reject somebody. Like, you don't want to be like, hi, I don't like you, but maybe you'd like my friend. I think the key is to like put it back on yourself, build up your friend, being like, I don't know if we are a match, or like, I don't know, I'm just not in a great place right now, or you're going to like my friend way more than me. Like, I think the key is to like not, is for someone not to feel rejected. Like, not to be like, hey, I'm not interested in you, but how about this person? I think there's like a certain way to phrase it.
Yeah. I think that you didn't say anything bad about him. You just put the onus on yourself and like, that was it. You introduce him to a cute girl. No guy's going to be like, no, don't introduce me to this super cute girl.
But I think it's like, you don't want to, like, if you feel rejected by somebody, that's not somebody that you're like, and now I'm going to like take dating advice from you. Like, I think the key is to like do it in a certain way so that you're more like, I'm just not the girl for you. You know, like, it's, this is on me. But like, here's my other friend who is super pretty and awesome. And I think you guys would hit it off. And so I just feel like that's the advice I want to offer. Like, it just feels very different if you're like, yeah, I don't like you, but maybe you'd like this person. I feel like those are two totally different things, you know?
Yeah, and he didn't seem insulted by it. Also, he didn't, like, he called you. Like, he didn't talk to you for a week. It's not like,
yeah,
like, neither of you were insulted. So I think it's great. I think that, like, there's all kinds of people in the world that are, like, not going to be a fit for you in a romantic sense, but they're not garbage. Like, there's no reason to never speak to them again.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Like, I just think that it's hard to find people that you really do match with. So I don't even think, I wouldn't be offended if someone did this to me. Not everybody's a match for everybody else. This is a great guy. He just wasn't the guy for me.
All right. So we'll let you guys know how it goes with them.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to give everybody like every detail of their dating life.
I am.
I also am not sure I want them to like seriously date. Because then like another friend off the market. Was this a terrible idea?
You did this to yourself.
I did this to myself. Meryl like can't ever go out with me again. She's like, I'm just with my boyfriend. I'm like, fuck.
Yep. You created your own prison.
Why? Dying alone. Okay.
All right, guys. Just a couple of reminders while you're listening to me talk. Exit out of this podcast. Go into iTunes. Leave us a rating. Just click that 5-star for me. 27,000 followers on Instagram. I do not have 27,000 reviews.
You want people to stop listening?
Yeah, I want them to hit pause for a second and go do me a favor.
What if they never come back?
I'll come back. Where are they going to go?
You guys, finish the podcast. It's an amazing episode. So there's our transition.
We do an amazing episode for you guys. Just a reminder, we have an amazing merchandise line out. You can shop that at girlsgotteatpodcast.shop. T-shirts, hats, tanks, etc. But we are super excited to get into our episode today.
You're definitely going to want to review this episode.
We are really excited to welcome another female guest to the studio.
So excited. Female number two. Katie Storino. It's your official title now.
I feel really special. I really do.
We feel special.
That. Yeah, we do. I sent Ashley your Instagram profile and I was like, we have to get her. She's so great. And Ashley was like, fuck yes.
Well, and then Raina all of a sudden turned into some big dog person. Like, I'm the dog crazy person, but Raina was like, she's Toast Mom. She's Toast Mom. And she, like, freaked out. And I was like, okay.
Wait, so Raina, how long had you been following Toast?
Toast, so just so you guys know, Toast Meets World is Katie's dog. Well, it's Katie's doggy.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Toast.
But this was the first dog I ever followed on Instagram, maybe like 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
Ugh.
I was, and in my mind, I'm like, why am I following an animal? This is crazy that the world has evolved. I'm following this animal. But I couldn't get enough once I started following Toast.
Yeah.
And you have two other Insta-famous dogs as well.
Well, Underpants passed away.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
It's like, it's a really rough year for dogs.
This happened with Chelsea Handler. They both passed within the same year, Tammy and Chunk.
I did not even know that.
I was like a mess because I felt very close to her and Chunk, or like me and my dog's relationship. But I get like, I really attached to these dogs on Instagram.
I'm devastated for Chelsea Handler right now. But yes.
She got two more.
Okay.
She's a big, like, she'll adopt like senior dogs. Yeah. She's such an amazing person.
I know.
Person,
and that's kind of how I feel too. Like, Toast wasn't even my first dog. Muppet, actually. Muppet's Revenge is her handle. She is alive and kicking and will probably outlive everyone because she's such
a bitch.
She? She's like 10, 11. Yeah. They're all rescues. We have like, we're rescue or bust. I don't want to ask you right now. Okay. All right. Good.
My dog was like a stray.
Thank God. Because if it wasn't, then I'd have to be like, I don't really like you.
No.
Like,
so we have talked about dogs a few times. And like anytime I can like literally slip in adopt, don't shop. Like, yeah, adopt, don't shop
for
like,
sure.
Some of our listeners have been like, I heard that. I really respect it. Like,
yeah.
I met people at the dog park and I'm like, where did you get this dog? And they're like, oh, this pet shop in Chelsea. I'm like,
you
what?
Just turn around and walk away. I'm like, you can't even continue talking to them.
What are you talking about? It's my favorite move. It's like, because people, so Toast became like a big internet sensation, and she was a Ruby King Charles Spaniel with no teeth and her tongue was out. And she really was like the world's first and last dog supermodel. She wrote a book, Toast Hampton. She got married on Real Housewives of New York.
I freaked out about this wedding. I like could not get enough
and
of this
people
wedding.
Will be like, oh yeah, you know, I saw a celebrity dog get married on Housewives. And I was like, yeah, fucking duh, it was me. Like,
it was my dog.
Yeah. Like, it was my dog. Her wedding was nicer than my wedding by like a lot. And also that the day of that, like my mom, my sister, ever like friends were like, should we come in for this? And I was like, no, it's going to be like a couple of creeps. Like, I just did not know how big it would be. And it was, did you go?
Wish I would have gone.
You would have gone.
I didn't know about it until the next day.
We posted, it was crazy. And I did not think it would be a big deal. And then it was like a whole Housewives episode.
That is crazy.
Vanity Fair covered her wedding.
Holy shit.
Town and Country covered her wedding. It was like, are you a New York socialite? This is what happens with your wedding. That was her wedding. Meanwhile, I'm like, maybe like the Daily Mail will like write about like maybe.
Me and my amazing business.
Yeah, like maybe.
Wait, who did she marry? Can't believe
she married my friend Amanda Hurst, dog Finn, who is gay as hell. And they like, it was a total arranged thing, but like it was more of like a power move so they could come together to help spread awareness about puppy mills.
Okay. You really brought together two families of New York City. Yeah. Wait, didn't Toast wear like Versace? What did Toast wear?
This is also, my friend has this on loop of me saying this. She wore a custom Marquesa, which is how I said it on the show, which people made fun of me about a lot. She wore a custom Marquesa dress. She had a fitting in like the corner office at Marquesa.
What?
With like, no, I'm with like people buzzing around being like, take it in over here, put it in over here. And I was like, this is insane. We auctioned the dress off after for Humane Society. It was like,
how
it
much
was
did
crazy.
You make on the dress?
I actually don't know. We had the Humane Society auction off, but I think we raised over $12,000 for Puppy Mill Rescue during the wedding, which
that's
was
amazing.
Great.
Yeah. This is amazing. I want to come back to the dogs, but I just want you to like also introduce yourself further to
people. Sure, sure, sure.
And just like who you are also, because you're important also to this. So I started following you on Instagram a while ago, but you have this like amazing vibe of like confidence and fashion, and you're so hot and like,
what?
Yeah, I have a girl crush on you, but, talk about who you are and what you do.
I have a blog called The 12-ish Style, and I have extra air behind my S's. Like I have like a light speech impediment. So when I hear myself say the 12-ish style,
all
I can hear is the so sorry, listeners, for my extra air. But I started a blog 3 years ago. I was a size 12 at the time. I'm a size 16 now, and I've fluctuated in my weight my entire life, ranging pretty much between those two sizes.
Okay.
But I've never been thin, and I punished myself for years and years and years trying to achieve a body type that my physically just would never get to.
Right.
But that's our body type ideal in the media and in the world right now. So that was a really frustrating journey for me. And I had this moment when I did an article with Man Repeller, the blog.
Yeah, of course.
Where they covered my style, and all the comments were all about women just being like, I've never seen my body type. I've never seen anyone that looks like me on Instagram, on a fashion blog. And I was like, this is true. And at the time I was dogging Toast. And I
dogging.
I was working.
Did anybody pick up on that? Like Mama Jane, Momager, dogger.
I love it. I was
dogging. You're the Kris Jenner. Like.
I am. For real. No one's more psycho than me. But I'm.
Challenge accepted.
So I was dogging, and I actually had a PR company called Tinder PR.
Okay.
Do you know this?
Uh-uh.
No.
So I did, I worked for myself. I had like a tiny little PR shop. And about 2 years after I launched, Tinder came out and someone was like, oh. I just saw this dating app launch called Tinder.
Oh, so you invented the word. Like,
and they were like, and I was like, it's a blip. Like no one is like dating. Internet dating is not a thing. Like apps won't be a thing. Okay. So like cut to me just awkwardly like answering people for like 2 years, just being like, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't work with the app. Like I don't, I'm sorry. You can't find anyone to match with you. Literally. I had someone message me being like, I've been on the app for months and no one will swipe me. Is there something wrong with my profile?
So you just start giving advice to people, just totally unsolicited.
No, totally unsolicited, unofficial advice for people. Anyway, so I eventually changed my name, but I was Tinder before Tinder is what I like to say.
Yeah, you definitely were.
Real pioneer.
Did they try to like come for you at all? Or what you were like?
I did sell my website to them. For like not a life-changing amount of money, but like at least I got compensated for having
for
to like
inventing the name.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that name?
Tinder is the smallest piece of wood you need to start a fire.
Oh, I never thought Tinder. Okay,
so it makes sense for PR and for dating.
Yeah, because it's just like Tinder. I was just like a little guy like out there like, you know, making your brand go. And like, this is like a little swipe.
I want to talk about your style and your fashion next.
Okay, great.
So have you always been really into like fashion, jewelry, accessories, style?
Yeah, I've always loved clothes. And I think that I've always also struggled with clothes. And I've been a big accessories person because I can't fit into a lot of the pieces that I love. Like, you're wearing a beautiful jumpsuit today and I'll run into you on the street and be like, I love that. Where'd you get it? I check it out and they stop making it in a 10 or a 12.
You're also very tall.
I am tall.
Right? How tall are you?
I'm 5'10 and a half.
Right. Like, so it's hard to find stuff also when you're that tall.
But I want to back up. The Man Repeller thing, was that what started it? Where you were like,
the Man Repeller thing, it was like my aha moment of realizing that, like, why don't I be that person? Like,
people want this.
I love shopping. Like, why don't I just talk about where I'm getting things? And so that's kind of where it started. And what it evolved to was a place for women of all sizes to come to feel just an example of how it feels to be confident and body positive. And let me clarify, when I say body positive, I do not mean that I'm like talking to my cellulite and being like, girl, you look good. I am not doing that. Like, I'm not screaming about how I love my butt. I'm just not, it's not something that, it's not in the forefront of my brain.
Doesn't run your life.
It doesn't run my life. I'm not sitting there walking by a mirror saying, ugh, like, I don't do that anymore. And I did that for a very long time.
Yeah.
Is there something that happened, like a catalyst for this? Because the reason why I love your Instagram and your whole vibe is like, you do straddle this like line of like confidence and loving yourself, but you're not like, you're not obnoxious and preachy about it. And like, it's such a cool thing and it's rare. So I was wondering like if there was something that happened to like.
The catalyst for me feeling good about myself really was as my blog evolved, like something clicked about probably 6 months in where I was like, this isn't a shopping place. This is a place to look around and say, hey, I'm not crazy for being this size. Like, I'm not crazy for not looking like Jennifer Aniston. Like, I'm not a fat, obese person. Like, I'm just a regular person. And I've been made to feel like something's wrong with my body.
Right. And I think sometimes you, as you get older too, just, you know, I mean, it's really difficult when you're like 22.
Well, I mean, I'm young as hell, but like.
Yeah. Yeah. So wait, we're all just
that's
like,
fine.
But I think you realize, and I think now it's a lot better, but I remember when I was kind of younger growing up and like a teenager and stuff and my body was changing and I didn't realize that like everything's Photoshopped and everything's fake and like everybody's starving and like everybody in Hollywood. And every time I meet a actual like celebrity, like I don't know, Kate Bosworth was at an event we were at and they're just like unnaturally small. And I'm like, this isn't even what I want to look like.
No,
like,
they're
this
like little owl people. Yeah, they're like tiny. Also, it's like the Jimmy Kimmelification of like the body. Do you remember when Jimmy Kimmel was like fat and happy and like kind of, but then they put him on that night show and like he shrunk.
Yeah.
And they put him in the tight suits and the small tailored things and they made him like a different looking person.
Yeah.
But yes, it's very interesting the way that we put people. Have you ever seen Carrie Underwood?
Not in person.
She was on American Idol. She was like curvy and
Carrie Underwood was like had like never been on a plane and like
yep, I remember.
And was like a size 10. I don't know, but they put her through that Hollywood machine.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah, but can you imagine if you're like in every magazine, you're on television, you're just looking at yourself. Like I take photos of myself for my Instagram account, and sometimes I'll see a photo and I'm like, oh my god, like I look like that, and that's crazy for me to feel like that because I'm not a big person.
No, you're very
I'll see a photo of myself and I'll feel insecure about it. So like I can't even imagine it magnified by millions of viewers.
But on the on the other hand, is you have to learn to feel comfortable as you are, because if you're starting to let that outside stuff dictate, which it's so easy to do, and I'm not criticizing anyone because it's very hard to do,
right?
But it's you have to like say, hey, like I know who I am, and that's like the journey of being in like the quote unquote public eye. I think
you think it's like so much harder in big cities like New York, LA, Miami, where people everybody is so beautiful. Do you think the pressure's higher? Do you think
LA? I mean, that was I love that Amy Schumer bit when she was like, "My arms register as legs in LA." Like it just was like so funny because I was like, I don't even want to fuck with that. Like people say, like people joke, like you're New York skinny. They're like, you're New York skinny. You would be LA
like
skinny.
You're a Chicago. Yeah, you're like a Chicago.
Chicago 10.
Yeah.
We're all like Chicago 15s.
I'm like a Chicago. In Chicago, I'm walking down. I'm like, I feel good here.
Right?
Like,
I'm fly in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I'm from Milwaukee, and I am a supermodel. Like, I'm walking in, I'm like, it's so hard to be the pretty one. Like, that's how I feel. And like, but for so long here, you know, I moved here right after college. You're just... You're running with the hottest women on the planet. They're type A. They are working their shit.
Right. They're like, not just pretty.
Right.
They're
they also like they cool also work and, out. They all get up at 6 in the morning don't worry, and
don't
work
worry
out.
None of them can find a boyfriend. Don't worry.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
We're all just out here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, I think, should I read that DM we got? Since we're kind of talking about it.
Yeah. So we get a lot of listener emails. And one of the ones we get a lot is like, you girls seem really confident. How do you stay so confident?
How do you do it?
Well, I don't know. I think I've accepted that there's lots of things wrong with me and I have a lot of flaws and so does everybody else and it doesn't make me less of a person and I'm okay with it, you know? And I wake up lots of mornings and I'm bloated or I look at my arms and like stuff is jigglier than it used to be or I have stretch marks on my tits where they didn't used to be and that sucks, but like it doesn't make my life any worse.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I think it boils down to like realizing what people actually look like. And I think it's so like, I appreciate so much when people just show their real bodies, like the Sports Illustrated did the body issue and the one like softball player, like she was naked and like her stomach was hanging out. And I think people just went crazy because they were like, they so easily could have just edited this, but it's not really what people look like. Yeah. It's so fake.
Yes.
Someone messaged us and she said, I have a question for you. How does a plus size woman date in 2018? I, you know, want to get laid. I want a boyfriend eventually. And she was like, I eat really well and I work out a lot. Unfortunately, I have a thyroid condition and kind of seems to go through that. But she just says, I'm really trying really hard and I'm a confident person, but sometimes it's just hard. And sometimes it feels like I'm faking it and I'm just looking for some advice. I don't know. Like I had a hard time thinking of how to answer it. Like I feel like I didn't used to be as confident and I would like worry about what I look like. I used to be heavier and I don't know. Like it, I think a lot of it's just growing up. A lot of it's just realizing like everybody deals with this and this is like a normal thing.
So for my body specifically, I am in a definitive category, like in terms of body shape. Like I'm curvy, I'm thick, like I've got big feet, big hands, I'm tall. Like I'm a bigger girl, right? Yeah. I understand what my body shape is, and I understand that there are people who have preferences towards that, and that there are people who have preferences towards fit girls, short girls, tall girls, just the same way that I love big, fat, hairy men.
Right.
That is just my type. Like, I don't, like, literally, I'm not swiping on, like, I'm engaged. I'm not swiping anymore at all.
We'll get to that.
Yes. But, like, I'm not, it's okay. My point is, it's okay to have a type. It's not rude. And so I am assuming that if you, like, you see me in my photos, you see what I look like. I'm showing you everything because I have a theory for dating profiles. You have to go head body. You got to go face, just your face, then photo of your full body, back to your face, bring it back to your body so that they can really see what they look like or what you look like. And you're not trying to like post a picture from 10 years ago, like where you look like somebody else.
Still do that. That blows my mind.
What's the point?
Because
you're going to show up and then
you're going to show up and then you can't just like entice somebody with your personality. They're a stranger. They're going to be like, you lied to me. Same with guys. I don't want a guy that says he's 6'2 and he shows up and he's 5'7. I'm like, you're a liar.
By the way, my fiance lied to me and said that he was 6 feet tall. He is straight up 5'8. And this, I like didn't take him seriously for months because I was like, you are so short. I can't breathe. But like, but then he like wormed his way into my heart, which is a lesson for the ladies in the world because we have these requirements that are made up.
We talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about like a type on paper. It's, and like,
no.
I love that though, because sometimes guys, they just wear you down.
You're like, totally wore me down.
That's what happened with my serious ex. I was like, I'm not dating you. Forget it. For a month. And then finally, I was like, guess I'm in love now.
Guess this is it. Guess we're here now.
He wore me down. Yeah.
That's why I'm a big advocate of meeting guys in the wild though, because like, just like, I'll get like a vibe or like a smell.
Yeah.
And like,
I love you. You're an animal.
I love, yeah. Oh my God. Last night, I like cougared the shit out of this guy. We'll talk about it later. Anyways, I just think that like, sometimes you just like get a vibe from somebody, but like on a dating app, I might be like, he's too short. He lives in Hoboken. He's not a millionaire.
So you kind of had to like push through. Is he a big fat hairy guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
How did you guys meet?
Just a little short.
If you're listening, what?
How'd you guys meet?
Bumble.
Okay. I slam dating apps.
I got divorced 2 years ago, and coming out of my divorce, I had been together with my ex-husband for 10 years. So I had no idea dating apps were like.
How long were you together before you got married?
We were together for 8.5 years, got married, got divorced.
And I'm just curious, how did you guys meet? Like
through friends.
Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't know how dating apps worked, and I was just like, oh, I'll never meet a single person again. Like, it's over for me. So I had like about 10 seconds of feeling like that. And then I got on dating apps and I was like, let's do this. But what I found really quickly about New York City men is that they're terrible.
Right.
And they're awful.
Worse than, other cities?
Well, so this is my, and I don't
know. Except Chicago.
I don't know your dating history or if you've done this before. So I'll just say this blindly, that I had a friend in Boston and I had a friend in Chicago. And what I started to do was date in, I call them second tier markets because that's like a work term. I'd have them open the app for me in that city, swipe for about 20 minutes, and then they'd log out and I'd see who I caught, you know? And then.
Seriously.
Yeah. And then I would go through and then it would be like, hey, I'm Jeff. Are you in Chicago right now? Because. Like, it says you're in New York. I'm like, oh, I'm just there for work. What's up? And so, and then you, like, see if you can get a connection with a guy. And then the craziest thing happened. Guys in Philadelphia, guys in Austin, guys in Chicago, Boston, all these places, they're like, can I take you to dinner?
Yes.
Like,
anytime like, I'm in a different city, any other city.
Literally, they're, like, checking in. They're trying to see you, like, that week. So I would fly and go on dates because I was.
You did.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You get on planes and go on dates. This is amazing.
I'm an insane person.
No, I'm loving this. Yes. Also, I feel like that's that app Raya is like guys all over the country.
To meet gay guys?
Huh?
No, it's for celebrities.
For celebrities. Like you told mean
to meet gay guys? Have you ever been on Raya?
No.
I can't get in.
Oh, Raya is just like a bunch of guys who like,
oh, wait,
like
okay.
Shave their pubes into like,
okay,
a
never mind that. Like, I feel better. I'm not, I haven't.
No, been Raya like, is for like, are you looking for a guy who's looking in the mirror more than you're looking in the mirror?
Okay.
Then
okay.
Go back, Raya.
Forget it then.
Anything you thought was happening on Raya is not happening.
Okay,
on
good
Raya.
To know.
All right.
So all right, you're we'll flying all over the country to date in second tier markets.
I'm going to say it again, on Bumble. Like, I'm like a special cool dating app. I'm looking for like a regular guy who just wants to be nice and hang out. Like,
amen.
Bar pretty low, but like, I
dare you to find one in New York.
but literally, right? Like, you talk about this all the time. I don't need to tell you this, but like, the funniest part about just starting to date in New York City was that. Like, you'd be, like, halfway through, like, a whatever after you finally get an actual interaction. And they'll be like, listen, I'm not looking for anything serious. And I'd be like, I'm sorry, do I even know your name?
Right. We talk about this all the time, how men just like,
they're presuming they you're coming in.
Like, she's a vagina. She must be an insane person. And she definitely wants to have kids with me.
She definitely wants a proposal tonight.
Yeah. And it's like,
guys are so stupid. Raina's ex recently was like, look, I just don't think it's a good idea if we get back together. She's like, bitch, I don't want to get back together with you. They assume.
I hadn't seen him in 4 years. We went out for a drink and he cried the whole time. I was fine. And then I texted him the next day to make sure he just didn't, kill himself. No. And he was like, I just don't think it's like a really good idea if we get back together. Get back together?
I'm
sorry, I don't want to interrupt your bartending shift to tell you this, but like, we're not getting back together. You could go back to rolling silverware, motherfucker. I'm not mad about this anymore.
This is so funny.
But anyway, guys, just think that you're there.
You gotta know that when you're walking into a room, they're just assuming you're definitely there to have sex at a minimum, and at most of the time, you're there to marry them.
You know, I found this guy last night who had only been in New York City for 6 months. Fresh off the boat. Ooh. And I was like, ooh, gotta get them all.
Gotta catch them all.
Like, we will be just fine. Because, like, New York hasn't seeped into you yet.
Well, so my fiance ended up...
Was he in a different city?
Kind of. Queens.
A different city?
Long distance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Another borough.
So, it's a totally different thing.
Not even, like, Brooklyn.
He was divorced. He lived on Long Island. And he had, like, moved back to Queens. And so, for me, that was a different thing. He's, like, you know what I mean? Like, just, that is a different thing. But also, I will tell you that on our first date, he was like, so, I'm thinking I'm probably just going to delete Bumble because I'm not sure I need to meet anyone else. And then I was like, you should probably reevaluate your life. Like, we are, like, mid date one.
And you're too short for me.
And like, you're also a midget. But, like, don't listen to this.
Wait, hold on a second, I want to go back to the flying around the country for the dates.
How times did you fly around the country? Like, how many?
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, my most popular cities were Boston.
Boston, Chicago?
I feel like an escort. My most popular cities for men were Boston and Chicago. Oh, my mom doesn't listen to this.
Big dudes live there, though. They like,
you need a big,
strappy, like Midwestern dude.
You don't understand. When I was single, I was a predator. I was out in the streets.
I call my best friend the predator. We used to call her that. She's married now with kids. But yeah, she was
Chicago,
the predator.
Yeah. You can bear hunt.
And you say, I'd like be across the street. I'd be like, ooh, where are you going, big boy? And then like, I'd like follow you down the street. And then, on several occasions, I just straight up was like, hello. I would love to give you my number. And like, it was like, they were like, you are insane. And no one, 0.0 people have ever called me from ever giving my number out. Just want you to know that.
I respect putting yourself out there though.
But like, do you see why I like my fiance, you see that I'm insane. And like my fiance just was sitting there being like, hello, I'm trying to marry you from day one.
But honestly, I think, and I still want to circle back to this. Like, I do think the guys pick up on like confidence and like it's so attractive to them.
It's
and like
attractive
just a girl that knows who she
is. It's attractive.
Right. It's a specific thing.
I'm saying, I'm obviously quite confident. And what I'm saying is in the wild, that went over like a lead balloon.
Okay. I just feel like guys that like me really like me because I'm a specific thing. They either do or they don't. Yeah. Sometimes they do
not. I know who I am.
But I think a guy that wants a woman that's confident, knows what she is, entrepreneurial, whatever, they're like in it to win it.
And I think a guy that wants a wife that's gonna like be at home and cook them dinner, like you're not the girl for that guy. Like,
you do or you don't,
but that's like okay. And I always say my sister is like the pretty sister. Like my sister is universally like every guy everywhere is always like, oh, your sister's hot.
Yeah.
And that's my life. And I know that I'm a type. And what I'm trying to say to your listeners is it's okay to be a type or to have a type.
So I think a lot of girls are like, this guy doesn't want to be with me. What's wrong with me? And it's like, there's nothing wrong with anybody. There's like a shoe for every foot kind of thing. Like, there's nothing wrong with you because one person or because a couple people don't want to be with you. Like, confidence is not for everybody. No. And meekness is not for everybody.
No.
And that's okay. Like, there will be a million people that don't like you and there's a million people you don't like.
Right.
Right. Like, I'll go out with the best guys. They're nice and
nothing wrong
they have good
them.
Jobs. And I'm like, I just don't feel it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Maybe they'd be better with like a friend of mine, you know?
Right.
Like,
and that's okay too. Have you ever made a friend off of a dating app? A guy friend?
I'm trying to figure this out because I've gone out with a couple guys and I'm like, I feel like that's so insulting. Like, I don't want to date you, but I would like to be friends.
I flipped a guy into a friend and he actually was during a New Hampshire exploration, but he tried to like, he was like, listen, I don't think we're a match. Like, I don't think we have a future together. And I was like, yeah, yeah, neither do I. But like, I really like talking to you every day. And he was like, I do too. And then we became each other's like sounding board for dates. You know, we would like check in with each other, like how did it go? It was really
hard to do.
I love it. Was hard, idea. But it was really fun. And it never got like weird or sexual.
I love this.
Yeah.
That guy I went on a 9-hour date with was like best guy, like would be best friends flip with him, but just don't want to fuck him.
Yeah. Just flip him. Flip him.
But it's like hard to do it.
Fuck
like,
him or flip him.
Well, but I don't know if it is because I think some guys, especially the older like you get, you lose a lot of your single friends and you don't have a lot of female interaction that isn't dating. It's kind of nice to have a friend that's a girl.
Yeah.
And for women to have a guy friend who you can like.
For sure.
Yeah.
I have like, a lot. You're right. As I get older, like as my guy friends get married.
I don't have any.
We're not really friends anymore. And like, I get that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I get it. If I was married, I wouldn't want my man out with some single girl all night long either. Yeah. I wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
So you're a fiance.
Yeah.
First date, you're He's like, forget it. I'm out of here. Or were you like, eh, I can see it?
I was laughing in his face. First of all, I love to talk about this.
Why?
He was wearing.
Oh my God. Walk us through it. God.
He was wearing.
And did he come into the city? Did he fly in from Queens?
Oh my God, I hope my parents are not listening. Do you think my parents will listen to this?
I hope my parents don't listen. Every once in a while, my mom will like figure out how to open up iTunes.
That's my fear. Can't wait for Christmas dinner when she listened to this.
Oh my God, I can never go to Thanksgiving dinner because my mom's heard me talk about sucking dick and like getting it in the ass. I can't ever go. I'm going home for Rosh Hashanah dinner in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Can't look anybody in the face over the latkes.
I'm all good. My parents have seen me do stand up, but like talk about all the things.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
Dad's like, I mean, I think he's usually pretty blacked out during it, but he's seen me do stand up twice. And I know he's wasted.
He's had so many drinks before your last show. I don't even know how he's standing. They were still putting down the drinks for the rest of the table, and he was like ordering his next drink.
So I think he thinks I'm funny, but he doesn't remember what I said.
Oh, good. You know? That's his coping mechanism. Fine.
Okay. So tell us the story. Sorry.
All right. So when I went on my first date with my fiance, actually, was I invited him just to my house on Valentine's Day because we had been swiping and talking, and literally my questions were like, how tall are you? And he was like, 6 feet. Lie. And I was like, send me a picture of your hands because I want to make sure he didn't have like weird midget hands. So he put it next to his like iPhone. I was like, which model of iPhone do you have? And then he like came over, but he was super late because he was like sitting at a bar like outside my house being like, am I about to get like jumped? Is this like a robbery scheme? He asked me if I was, cause we were like, you know, texting like nudes, and he was like, he asked me if I was like a cam girl, which is like he was like, are you
like a video chat?
Yeah. Like he was like, am I getting set up? Is this like a sex worker thing?
Right.
And I was like, no, I'm just like real, like, I just know what I want. And so he came in, like I had like the lights off, like candles lit. And he was like, hello. And I peeped through the doorway that he is wearing jeggings.
What?
What?
You heard me right. He's wearing straight up skinny jeggings. He's like a cute chubby guy. Skinny jeggings and a skin tight Sail Rack Banana Republic shirt. A t-shirt that says Capitan on it.
Wait, what? I can't. I'm like, don't know what to say right now.
Which
like,
part? About the part like that everything. I invite strangers into my house or the part that like.
All of it. The candlelit house on Valentine's Day.
It was Valentine's Day. So I was like, ooh, girl, let's treat yourself. Like, bring this man over.
And I'm still I'm like a big hand person. So I'm still dying thinking about you being like, put your hand next to an iPhone. What model is that?
Right. Use a Comcast remote next time.
Yeah.
Put your dick on the table.
A guy sent me a dick pic next to his remote. But. And I was like, what is this? Why did you use the Comcast remote? Like, why not the Apple TV? Like, your dick would have looked better. Like, his dick and his remote. I'm like, why? I know how big it is. It's been inside of me. What about,
like, an AirPod box? Like, that's, like, my new standard, right? That should be
like
it.
Your AirPods.
Yeah, the AirPods, because it's, like, an inch long. You're like, look at my giant-ass dick. Your AirPods. So,
iPod Nano.
Yeah. Just a
TBT.
We'll have another episode about micro dicks. Never mind.
No, we can't shame people. It's like a medical disorder. Okay. So, He walks in, jeggings.
We did.
He's there, Capitan shirt,
but you jeggings. Peeked around the corner, like, in case you didn't like the way he looked, you no, could just
no,
hide.
No, no, no. Oh, okay. I was like,
he's in her apartment.
How though? I left the, I was like, doors open. Like, yeah. I was like, doors open. He, like, walked in. I, like, peeped. Like, he, like, came around the corner in my apartment, and I was like, gulp outfit, but I was like, okay, face great. So right.
Can change the outfit.
You can, girls, you can always change their clothes.
Yes.
Now he is like the snappiest dresser. I love him.
Love it.
So that was our first date. And after our first date, he was like, I was like, so did you like tell all your friends about like, about like your crazy night? And he was like, no, because, what if we get married? And like, then everyone will like know about like how we met. And then I like laughed in his face and I was like,
so the date was good, I guess.
Like, the day was great. It was, yeah. Yeah, it was a long date, but okay. I was, but I basically was like, to be clear, it wasn't a date.
That's it was all. A pre-interview.
It was a, it was an interview in my bedroom that took place
on
for,
Valentine's oh, Day.
On Valentine's
was
Day.
Was it hard to get his jeggings off?
That's very funny.
Do you have to lube up his ankles?
That's very funny.
We've talked like about this
jokes.
On an episode, right?
Your hooked jokes up with somebody are very funny.
She hooked up with somebody that she was like, his pants were the tightest I've ever seen. She was in London sending me Instagram stories. Oh, I was London, like, how course. Are you going to get yes. those off? Like, are you going to like bring out the lube and you're like around his ankles? Like, I got to get these off.
I've never seen a tighter pair of pants I've in never. My entire life.
Like, he definitely can't no. have kids. There's yeah, just no but, way. Like, they were so tight.
What, that guy fucks, okay?
Yeah, you were like bagged up in the best way.
That guy was so hot. It was so crazy. I went on this trip. It was like so boring. All I could do was like fuck the PR guy. I just.
And I met her in Paris afterwards and I was like, what are these bruises on your body? Like, where have you been?
All I could do was fuck the PR guy.
So, I'm only human. That. So, was this. I mean, or what we were getting at, this was like just, you thought it was just like a booty call, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a booty call. Okay. And he said it was like love at first sight. And he was like, but he like told me to my face. He was like, all right, well, I love you now. So we're together.
And this is how I'm going to be with them. That's exactly how it's going to
work. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, we're pretty far from together because like, I'm not sure I'll ever see you again.
Because you live in another state, like Queens.
And also Queens, like, bye bye. But he like kept coming around and I was like, listen, I actually told him this. He'll be so mad if he... Okay. I told him this. I was like, listen, you're really helpful because I have to go on dates with, like, real guys. So, like, if you can come over
he's
afterwards...
Your
yeah. I was like, you can come over afterwards and, like, that will keep it, like, on the straight and narrow for, like, real guys I'm dating. He was like, oh, all right. Like, he just stuck with me.
He wore you down.
He did. And then suddenly, like, I was in therapy, obviously. And I'm looking at my therapy and I had that clueless moment where she's like, I love Josh. Like the,
oh my God,
like the
absolutely.
Fountains came on and I was like, oh my God, he has everything I want. Every time I feel I want comforting, every time I want to like watch TV, I want him at my house, like during the blizzard.
I had that moment. It was literally happened. It was like a lightning bolt where I was like, I'm not dating this guy. And my friends are like, you're dating though. So you guys are always together. I'm like, we're not dating. I would never date him. They're like, but you are. And then overnight, all of a sudden I was like, wait, I wish he was here right now. Yeah. And then literally woke up the next morning. It was like, I love Josh. Like it really was like that.
Did you date him then?
Oh yeah. He's like, for years.
Oh
yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
A year and a half.
And when did you get engaged?
May of this year. So we were together for a little over a year.
I think as you get older, you're like, I know. I don't think
I think he knew night one.
Yeah, night one, he was like, all right, I'm in. Like,
I'm all in. You were clearly a freak. Like, who is he going to find that was going to do that stuff? That's what I'm
saying. But also, like, P.S., who's better than me? No one.
Thank you. Same with us.
Yeah. Like, I know what I got.
So is he kind of a ridiculous person, too?
No. Yes, he is a ridiculous person. He's, like, in law school now.
Oh.
Which is so boring for anyone who's either in law school or lives
dating
with someone
a person.
In law school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dated a lawyer. Oh my God, it was the worst sex I've ever had.
Oh no.
Didn't
really?
Did not enjoy blowjobs. No enjoyment. I would be in the middle of the blowjob and I would look up at him and he would just look like
he's
to
like
him.
Reading a legal brief.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, you are depriving me of my greatest joy. Like, can you just smile like while I'm doing this? I'm at work right now. Like, just let me do the work.
Ugh.
It was so sad.
Raina's like, I'm going back to bartenders. Fuck this.
Well, these are fun.
I appreciate your art, you know? Like, it's, yeah, I have an appreciative customer, so that is good for me.
Good. Okay.
But, yes, it's very funny. But lawyer is boring as hell.
Yeah.
He's not boring at all, which is why I don't understand why he wants to go to law school, but he is so excited. He, like, loves the law. Also, you have to know that I think he's, like, my special five-year-old, and that, like, on first day of law school, I took pictures of him with, like, a backpack on. And I was like, okay, like, make sure you, like, make new friends, be nice to everyone. Like, he's so cute with his, like, little law school uniform.
I love this. And I just also, I like to send the message too, and we do this all the time. We talk about it constantly, like, that it might not look like what you think it's going to look like. That's how this guy walked in and you were like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You're not 6 feet, like, whatever. And you got to know him, and now it's like you're going to be your husband.
Well, you know what else? Single with three dogs is a real thing. Like, when you started talking to guys about dogs, like, it was really interesting because I found, like, really crazy responses. Like, some guys were like, yeah, like, I like to travel. I don't know if I can, like,
be with someone with
dogs. Oh, my God. It was, like, really weird.
That's interesting.
People, like, didn't get the dogs. Anyway.
Like it was a kid?
Yes.
Like, you couldn't board the dog?
Yes. Like, it was really odd.
That is very odd to me. I haven't, every guy I've ever, like, dated, even shown a picture of my dog on a date is, like, obsessed.
Yeah,
like, if I got a weird reaction, I think I'd be, like, I'm done.
No, me too. You don't get dogs.
You don't get it, yeah.
But that was another reason I loved my fiance so much, because he came in and he was instantly the dog's dad without any, like, he was just, those were his dogs.
Yep.
Like, he was just cleaning up poop, like, just cleaning up pee, like, just, that was it. He was like, I'll take him out.
That's,
no problem.
I had that same situation.
Yeah, along with my kids. It was really important. And then he's got a blind ass old dog that lives with us too, named Sock.
Aww. Sock?
I rebranded her. Her real name was Bella, but, like, I was like, this is too basic.
Of course,
like,
you came so up with Sock.
Yeah.
Like, underpants Sock is the cutest thing. Yeah.
You can't have a dog name.
No, I was like,
I'm not
going to
make fun of basic names, but yeah.
No, like, but it was, like, too basic for me. So I was like, you're Sock. Now you live with us, but, like, also you have no redeeming qualities.
Sock was reborn. Yeah. Okay. So every week we play a game with our guests.
Are we really done?
I know. I don't ever want to stop talking to you.
Well, let's give, like, a good takeaway. If there's, like, an ultimate takeaway of girls that are like, I just feel like I'm not confident. I'm not comfortable in my own skin. Like,
let it go. My biggest piece of advice for women is just to let it go. Like, who are you fighting against? Are you healthy? Do you feel good? Are you taking care of your mind? Are you taking care of yourself in a way that is nurturing? Are you doing something you enjoy? Those are the things to, like, run through your mind. Like, what I had for lunch, what I had for breakfast. I don't look as good as her. She's got this. I don't. Like, that's going to leave you in a loop of unhappiness, and the sooner you break that, the better.
Well, I think too, I don't know if you like to work out or whatever. Sometimes you just have to find that thing that you like, whether you like to box or you like to spin or like whatever these things, like, that just makes you feel healthy and strong and beautiful no matter what. So even it doesn't matter. I don't really work out to lose or maintain weight. Right. I'm working to, like, work through my own shit.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, I've heard women be like, I'm just intimidated. I'm like, no one gives a shit. Like, if there's a girl that's judging you at boxing class, like, fuck her. She hates herself. No one's looking at you. Go do yoga in a dark room. Like, no one cares like you think they do.
Yeah.
And I also want to say, though, too, just – and I want to, people obviously need to check out your Instagram and your blog. Like, dressing for your body, I think, is, like, so important.
Well, I'm obsessed with what you do, the side to side things.
Super size the look.
So for people that don't follow your Instagram, we're going to plug everything.
Yeah,
but
thank you.
For people that don't, you do side to side with models and you, like, recreate their looks. And
it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Because people probably look at their outfits. They're like, I could never wear that. And you're like, yeah you can.
Yeah, you can. That's my whole thing is, yes, you can.
Right.
Like, you want to get involved in this trend, go for it. Also, flattering.
Yeah.
Flattering is an interesting term because I wear a lot of quote-unquote unflattering things that I love.
Right.
Like, the dress I'm wearing right now is basically a sheet. But, like, I love it.
And it's 90 degrees outside.
It's 90 degrees outside. And it's a look. So it's not always about, like, what's the most flattering. But, like, what makes you happy?
What you,
like, what
good?
Print what print do you love?
But you also have, like, a fly bag. You have great earrings. Like,
you've got a
you
look
didn't
on.
Just, like, throw a sheet on your body. You, like, made a look.
But I've got size 2, size 4 friends who would never wear this dress because they'd be like, I think I look fat in it. And so that's
too flowy.
Yeah, it's too flowy. I need to show
it's
shape.
A tent. I can't.
Yeah, like, I can't do this.
And also, since we just mentioned the heat, Katie brought us all the stuff from Mega Babe, which is your company. That's all the anti-chafing.
Yep. I've got an anti-chafe stick.
The wipes. I've already like opened them up. I'm like wiping myself down.
The smell is amazing.
The smell is amazing. Love the smell. Anything coconut. So we'll mention that again at the end. But like, okay. I love this because we need it. We're like hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
And it's not even about being sexy. It's about just feeling comfortable. Like I'm sweaty and I feel uncomfortable.
The chafe stick is something that like I know women who haven't worn dresses or skirts in years who are now back in them because of the chafe stick, which is awesome.
Is that bad? Katie took one look at me when she walked into here. It was like, I'll get some stuff for your boobs. Boob sweat?
Yeah, it's a bust up.
Definitely, definitely boob sweat. Yeah. So what, yes.
Are there four products? Is that what I'm...
We've got four products. We have a deodorant right now that has over 12,000 people on the wait list.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So that's why I couldn't bring any because I physically don't have any.
Jeez. Okay, well, thank you for what you did bring us.
Yeah, well, it's like, let me get you some boob sweat and then we can...
Yeah. And we'll put all this stuff in our Instagram, guys, so that you can find it.
Brandon, you're opening your... chafe stick.
I just like to play with things.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to play a game. Every week we play a game. This is our new favorite game. It's called Is It Weird? We ask people to submit relationship, sex, and dating. Is this weird? Emails and DMs. Guys, please keep sending them to us. Subject line, is this weird? hello@girlsgotteatpodcast.com. We've pulled some really funny ones, and we're going to ask you pitch in your...
We haven't played this with a guest yet.
Oh,
yeah, we haven't.
Yeah.
Okay, can I start? Because I'm very excited. Yeah,
please.
About this. Hey, ladies, avid listener. My boyfriend of 6 months and I were having sex the other day with me on top, and while he was sucking on my nipples, he stops, looks up at me, and says, "I really wish that I was drinking your breast milk right now." This is the second time he has said this. I thought that the first time was sort of half of a joke and let it roll. So my question is this weird? What do I do? Should I be turned on or concerned?
It's a kink.
Right. It's I had to get a video of you just like covering your face.
Oh, because I wanted to die when you said that. But it's just... I think everyone has like weird kinks, and I'm going to take this as a compliment that he is like feel so comfortable with you after 6 months that he can say this like weird kink to you. Well, so it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. But then also, I mean, I've heard weird fucking stories of like breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend.
Yes. That's like that. It's a total.
I don't know if I do that. Don't you think there's like a mommy issue there, too?
I don't know why things turn us on in our brains the way that they do, but...
And we talk a lot about how, like, nothing is weird. If you're in, like, a safe space and you don't feel taken advantage of, if this isn't the first date and somebody's asking to, like, do something horrible to you, like, there's nothing weird.
No.
But it does make me giggle.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it literally, I couldn't look at
it. But, like, I'm just so curious. I have to know, like, where this came from. So I'm literally thinking, like, were you that kid that was, like, breastfeeding at 8 years old?
No, I don't even think it's... I think it's not even like that. I just think that there's like, it's the same stuff that when you're like, ooh, I gotta do like a maintenance man.
Okay. Well, I had a guy I used to sleep with, a boyfriend.
I don't know. I want to fuck a fireman. That's a little different than like, I want to suck breast milk.
Oh, by the way, good luck. Because I tried to get a fireman on my board for like a literal year and could not get one.
Not even in Boston?
You don't understand.
Don't you have to go to Staten Island and get them?
My phone is everywhere. I went to Staten Island. I went to Boston. I was in Queens. Like, I was all over. My phone is littered with insert Irish name fireman in my phone. And they just would never meet up. I think everyone thought I was
you should have set your house on fire. You did it all
when
wrong.
When in doubt, arson.
Sorry, Katie. You don't know what you're doing.
Also, I'm looking at you, I'm like, that's such a good idea.
No, she just stopped and was like, fuck.
It's like I wasted a year of texting.
My chance.
He has an FDNY sweatshirt. Like, it's fine.
You make him in a fireman.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why it's not weird.
When you're engaged, you could always fuck a fireman. Yeah, your fiance dress up like a fireman.
And light your house on fire?
You like light a candle.
A small fire.
Yeah, a small fire. And burn this envelope.
In the bathtub.
But so, I don't know. Like, I guess, again, it's a kink thing, but I'm like, how far does this go? Like, is she pregnant with this guy's kid? And he's like, do you mind if I suck on the tit a little bit?
A lot of people have pregnancy fetishes.
She's pregnant. She has her kid and she's breastfeeding, and then he wants to get in on it. I don't know.
That feels weird, but also I can't judge you because if that's what you're into.
Yeah, right. I had a guy who I was dating, like we were in love. He really liked to talk about impregnating me while we were fucking.
Okay,
all right, ready? The next one.
Okay, I have this one especially for you, Katie.
Okay.
Is this weird? First off, I'm a huge fan. Oh, we don't need all that. We're amazing. We know it. Okay, so I was dating this guy for a few weeks, and he had an adorable dog. Anyway, I go with him to the nearby park to walk the dog. It is very clear the dog is about to poop. She has assumed the position, and what does this guy do? He pulls out a bag. Great. He cleans up after his dog. Super respectable. No, he fucking puts his hand in the bag and catches the poop as it's coming out of the dog's butt. Yes, that's right. He doesn't pick it up like from the ground like a normal human. He took it to a whole new level. I would die if I'm just under Dewey's butt. Like, come on.
Like a catcher?
Like a catcher. She calls him the poop catcher.
No. That's weird. Thank you. I literally, up until like 3 months ago, I had 5 dogs in my house. I've never once done that.
Thank you.
No.
I mean, again, it's not a deal breaker. I don't know.
It's just fucking weird.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to queue up a different one, but now that we're on the subject of pets, I have another one.
Okay.
I was hooking up with a guy about 1.5 years ago. Just after we'd finished having sex, he leans across me, grabs a hold of his goldfish bowl, and starts drinking the water out of it.
Was there a fish in there?
I think the fish had died, and he kept it there for decoration. Anyway, I got out of there pretty quickly. Is this
okay? Was weird? He drunk? And he was drunk. Did he think it was a water bottle?
I feel like it was an old fishbowl that he uses as a cup, which is just. I'm gonna assume he ran it through the dishwasher, and that we're having a misunderstanding.
But he has a fishbowl next to his bed?
But you know,
you go to a bar and get a fishbowl?
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to feel like he's in New Orleans or something. This feels like
a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
But, like, your dead dog has, like, its bed next to your bed and you, like, take a nap in it afterwards. Like,
but that's a totally different thing. This is just, like, I kept the fishbowl. It's cool looking.
Maybe he just likes to be well hydrated. Like, okay, I like to eat cereal out of one of those giant mixing bowls because I like a big serving size. So maybe he likes a big serving size of water.
What if he has, like, a fishbowl fetish? Like, they go out for, like, let's grab some wine. Yeah. And he's like, can I get, like, you guys have any fishbowls here? I'll put some hurricanes in it. Okay. All right. I have one. This one's from a guy.
Mm.
Okay. So I'm currently seeing this girl who is really great. I feel like that's guy speak for like, I really like this chick.
Okay.
But there's one thing I'm on the fence about.
What?
She likes watching videos about popping zits or cysts.
Oh my God. I love it too.
Right.
Okay.
Watching videos?
Is this weird? Is this weird? She says it's 100% non-sexual and totally just because they're cathartic to watch, but I'm not convinced. I know a lot of people are into that.
Me too. Okay, first of all, sir, I'm into that. I love watching it. Dr. Pimple Popper.
Right.
I also, guess what? I'm going to one you up. I'm going to one up this whole thing so you can think she's normal and I'm weird.
Oh, perfect.
I will pop my fiance's like zits on his back and make him videotape it with his hand around so that I can watch it later.
Okay, so tons of people love to pop their partners like zits and things. Yeah.
Do you watch the videos later and masturbate to them?
What do you
do? No, it's not sexual at all. It's just like it's like ooh. Like I usually love to like watch it come out. Like
I hate it. No. It makes me want to. But it's a thing. Oh God, I know really? It's fully a thing.
It's fully a thing.
I've never felt more alone. Yeah.
No. It's a whole thing. That's that guy, that famous doctor, right?
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Right.
She's an Asian lady.
Oh, it's a she.
Yeah.
Okay. So not weird at all.
Okay. Yeah. Not weird.
I don't think so.
So you really like her. And later you'll just laugh about it because like you didn't know about it.
But he's in for like, she's going to definitely want to pop his. I think he's in for that. So I would just maybe
have that conversation.
Get ready for that.
Yeah. But also like, just loosen up.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of people are into this.
Yeah.
I have a real brain buster for you guys that I'm excited about. Oh, I love this topic.
What? Okay.
I love it. I've done a lot of research about it.
What is it?
It happened to me with somebody.
Okay.
Well, now I've hyped it so hard.
This is so anal.
Okay. I have a question for you girls. I looked at my boyfriend's search history in hopes of seeing what kind of porn he watches out of curiosity and expecting to see something completely different than what I saw. Of all the porn that he watches porn of trans women. Do you think this means he is gay or questioning being gay? I mean, each to their own. It just raised some questions, and I was curious about your opinion. is this weird?
Yes.
Trans women means men as women, born as a man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The room's quiet.
I did some research.
Okay, so wait. Now you did some research, so I want to know about it because my gut says... Sorry, I'm moving so much. My gut says, yes, it's weird, but what does your research say?
So I dated this guy briefly who had all these, like, different sexual fetishes, and he was always, like, pushing me to, like, be more outside of the box and stuff, and I'm pretty boring. Okay. But I am. I don't need to, like, twist my body up in a pretzel to come. I just want to, like, regular sex.
I just want someone to love
me. Hit it from behind, pull my hair.
I just need somebody to tell me how hot I am. That's all I want.
Like, nobody's writing this weird emails about me because I don't have any of that weird stuff. Like, I'm just not that creative. Whatever. Okay. So he was like, you know, what kind of fetishes do you have? And I was like, I don't know. What kind of fetishes do you have? And he said he really was into, like, tranny porn. And this was, like, maybe 3 years ago, and I was, like, really shook by this. Because I don't really watch porn, and I'm not, like, in that world that much. So I Googled it, just, like, trying to figure out, like, what is wrong with this person. It is one of the top three searches for porn on the internet. Like, it is a very, very popular category for straight males.
Are we saying straight in quotes?
Yeah, I mean, it said that it didn't necessarily mean you were gay, and I will just throw something back out at you. I really like lesbian porn.
Yeah, so
I watch it all the time, and I do not have any desire to be with a woman.
All right, yeah, that's wow, a whole
really shut. Yeah,
well, really, it's a whole other topic there, like gender roles and all that kind of stuff. But lesbian porn is different. What would be comparable? It would be watching. Okay, here's the thing. I want to watch lesbian porn.
Okay,
but I don't want to watch trans men porn. Like,
you like gay male porn?
No, trans men. Like, trans men porn. Like, born a woman, transition into a man. What this guy's watching.
Chicks with dicks. Yeah.
But opposite.
But like a man with a vag.
So I'm not turned on by women that were born as women and transitioned into men. That doesn't turn me on in the least.
Right. But it's a separate fetish than gay porn. If he was gay, he'd watch gay porn. Right? Like, it's a separate fetish. And I don't think it necessarily makes him gay.
Obviously not. Is the appeal that you have? I don't know.
I don't know what the appeal is.
I can't. I don't understand.
Brain buster.
Oh my God, you did. You just broke
We're
my
all
brain.
Here.
I stuttered.
Show's over.
The whole thing.
Do you watch Westworld?
I'm on a loop. Is that what you're going
to
say?
No, it's like when all of the robots realize they were robots and they're all just like freaking out. Like, that's what just happened to all of
us. Yeah, season one. What?
But bottom line, it's a huge search thing.
No one watched season two, right?
It's a very popular search term. It doesn't necessarily make you gay. Just like me watching lesbian porn does not make me gay.
So interesting.
Yes. And we are dying to have a porn star on the show. We really, really, really want to have an episode about porn. So if you know a porn star.
We literally ask all of our guests. If you know a good porn star, let us know.
Yeah.
Have you reached out to any?
No. We don't know.
We don't know what to do.
We don't have a star.
You're like, you can't name a porn star.
You're literally like, we need one. We want one so bad. Have you tried to find him? No.
If you could do our job for us, that'd be good.
This show is like the seat of our pants. Like, nobody ever says no to coming on the show. So we don't have to plan that far out. Oh, we're just like, what do you want to do tomorrow?
Yeah.
Porn star.
We'll just email somebody. Yeah. They'll come on the show.
I don't think it would be that hard to get a porn star.
We just want to find like a good one. I don't know what that even means. Whatever.
What does that mean?
Well-known porn star. That's what I want. Yeah. Like somebody that's established in their industry.
Okay. Well, thanks for playing.
Is this weird with us?
I know.
Did you like the game?
I loved the game. The trans porn thing will be rattling around my brain for hours.
Yeah, it's a real brain buzzer.
And like the game, the one from at this point, it will have been last week. Like this, it was the funniest one that's happened. This girl's boyfriend had bunions and he was like, do you mind if I put on my bunion correctors? I feel really comfortable with you. And she said they were like hooves and he was clacking around in the hardwoods. Like he was like wearing hooves. Like, she's like, I can't deal with it. My vagina dried up. I can't fuck the guy wearing his bunion correctors.
Like, clacking around my
the way she said it, I was like, it's not even, and the rain is like, put socks on them. I'm like, I think they're too big. Like, I can't picture. I've been meaning to Google bunion correctors. All right. We're done here.
You can leave now. It's fine.
Okay. Katie, plug all your stuff.
Where can we find you? Buy your things.
You guys can find me at the 12-ish style on Instagram. You can find the thigh chafe stick and the boob sweat spray, the deodorant, the vag wipes, all at megababebeauty.com or megababe on Instagram.
And then are you still blogging or are you more just transitioned to Instagram?
No, I blog.
Okay. So still the blog. 12ishstyle.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yay. Thank you so much. All right, guys. We will put this all on our Instagram also for you. Keep following us at Girls Gotta Eat Podcast. Keep putting us in your stories. We love it. Tell all your friends about us. Review us. Did I forget stuff?
Oh, we have
on Twitter.
We have a merchandise line so amazing. Keep buying your stuff. Send us pictures of yourselves in the stuff when you have it.
Yes. Girls Gotta Eat Podcast.shop.
That's it.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
Bye.
All right, I'm going to do like a quick Instagram story and be like, oh my gosh, she's here.
You guys, I had so much. This is the most fun I've ever had on a podcast.
You have? Really?
Oh my God. Yes.
All right, we're going to leave that in. We're not cutting this out.
Oh, yeah.